Now let's lead off with a new problem for gun owners on the heels of Governor J.B. Pritzker's requirement that everyone wear a mask in public. Concealing your identity with a mask while concealing a weapon, that's a felony. Eric Stock reports police are trying to sort out these conflicting directives.
McLean County Sheriff John Sandin says if you aren't using the mask to commit a crime, then there's no crime in wearing one.
Somebody who is legally carrying and not committing a crime, the mask isn't going to be an issue.
When asked about it last week, the governor said state police will provide direction for local departments about enforcement. State police then told local law enforcement to use appropriate judgment to determine if someone is breaking the law. Sandin says he's already talked to the state's attorney and the Illinois Sheriff's Association about it.
There seems to be a continuing amount of confusion between the governor and the state police as far as how things are going to be handled. So we prefer to check in-house on how we handle it.
Normal Police Chief Rick Bleichner says he thinks masked concealed carry will be a non-issue, but he understands why some gun owners are worried.
I think there are some folks that look for any technical violations and opportunities to shave off a little bit of the Second Amendment. And I think in those cases, people are out there legitimately wanting to put some what-ifs out there.
Bloomington Police Chief Dan Donath says he's not concerned that coronavirus masks could give criminals cover without raising suspicion.
It provides them a slight benefit, but there's people have done that historically to try to prevent their identity from being known and committing crimes.
Bleichner says as long as gun owners keep their weapons concealed as they should, no one will know the difference.
Because most of our experiences with the concealed carry holders, nobody knows that they've got a concealed carry because they're not advertising it. They're concealed. It's a concealed weapon, and nobody is the wiser.
State police also says it trusts that state's attorneys will use, quote, sound prosecutorial discretion. For the leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.